The sound of
No, shut up, listen.
I can't really hear myself. Hello?
Hello.
You're way louder than me though, aren't you?
Do you know what?
What?
Maybe that's been the problem all along.
No.
Maybe it is, and you've been giving out shite to me for fucking years.
It's fucking not, because you're back here.
I wasn't back there.
So what?
No, maybe it's all down to the microphones, no. And now I'm sitting on your executive chair with your executive mic.
I don't think that's the case.
I do. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the podcast.
Stop shouting. Oh my God.
You've ruined it. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. I'll Ask My Mam, where we discuss politics, general knowledge, current affairs, and geography.
Geography.
I'm Lorna,
and
the mam.
Oh. And I'm Kira, the not mam. The auntie mam.
And today we're joined in studio by Jerry, the little small spider on the wall.
The spidog.
Yeah, oh, he's moving.
He's only teeny tiny.
He's moved. He's gone into your clothes and your boots.
Me and Jerry go way back.
He's gone into your boots.
Psych, because I'm going to step on him the next time I'm in there.
I need my phone. Oh, there we go. Just what? In case I get bored.
Fair enough.
What do you think of that intro?
Pretty good, yeah.
I think that's the way forward for us.
It was a bit scary how excited you were.
I think that's the way forward.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not think so?
Like
right. A bit more profesh. Kira, you're not in the best. You're a bit stressed.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm a stressed girl.
Yeah, you're
I feel like I'm all a doodah. I've so much going on.
I feel very, as well, all of a doodah that we've changed positions.
Yeah, I said to her she could sit on the executive chair today.
Because every time I get up off the milking stool, I have to spend about an hour trying to, like, get out the question mark shape.
Because she's an L one.
Yeah, that's and right. Everything clicks for about an hour.
Yeah.
So, it's your turn. You know, it's only like hierarchy as well. Like I'm the
hierarchy.
Say it for me.
Hierarchy.
Yeah, that's the one. From now on, I'll just get you to say that word for me.
Yeah, it's like yeah. She gave me that look, so yeah. I have to say hierarchy. Yeah.
To say the higher word.
Yeah.
Because I am the matriarch, so therefore I get preferential treatment. Okay. Right. So you're stressed. So looking up a couple of stress de-stressors.
Right. I'm gross. I'm like. Okay, this is something I just need to tell you this before. I feel like my nose is never clear. I feel like there's never a clear passage in my nasal cavities.
But whenever we start recording this podcast in general, I turn into somebody who is like suffering with emphysema or something like that. Like I've got COPD this body of mucus just accumulates behind my throat.
It's like it hears, okay, we're going to record now. Yeah. And it's like,
and they're like, come on, lads, up to the back of the throat.
Yeah, quick.
Or down from the snap box.
Position. But I feel a bit like, no, in my life, nothing to do with the podcast, in my life in general, my nasal cavities are never clear.
That'd make a good song.
My nasal cavities are never clear.
In my life, her nasal cavity's never clear.
Or in my life, my nose is always full of snot.
See, that's why you're a songwriter and I'm not. You just, you got it.
No, but it's really frustrating because I just feel so much. But want so little all at the same time. Yeah. No, like there's always fucking snot on my nose. There, I said it.
And I feel so little and want so much.
We're one and the same.
Kira asked me, she said, right, so I'm in a pair of pajama bottoms.
She looks really bad.
I'm not as bad as the last time.
I thought you were
going to
say,
put a brush through my hair.
I thought you were going to say, I'm not as bad as you.
No, I'm not as bad as the last time we recorded that didn't record. The time that we recorded that didn't record.
The time that we recorded that didn't record. The time that we recorded that didn't record.
In
my life, the time we didn't record.
I looked literally, I actually was getting sick into my mouth every time I passed the mirror. But I look bad now.
No, I was just doing that.
Don't get me wrong, I look bad.
Yeah, you look terrible.
And I've got a headache as well. But I'm okay. So she said to me, I was brushing my hair before I came upstairs, and she said, Right, right now, this second, exactly as you are, I'm in pajama bottoms and like a t-shirt. She said, if somebody offered you €1 million, would you... And we were, I was dancing. What was I dancing to?
I was singing Sound of the Underground.
Yeah.
And she was like doing the ears like Sound of the Underground.
And I was giving it loads. And she says, if someone offered you €1 million now to be in their in the music video to that song, as you are, would you do it? And I was like, absolutely. Because I'd get that much surgery after it. No one would recognize me.
No, but I was surprised that you said, yeah, I'm not going to lie.
No, absolutely would. And she said, but you have to be giving it loads with your dance moves and all. I was like, yeah, that's a win-win. 100%. Yeah.
What was it I said to... Oh, we were watching the Eurovision the other night and I said to my dad, I was like, if I gave you €1 million now to write, perform and choreograph a song for Ireland in the Eurovision, would you do it? And he was like, no.
Did he really?
Yeah, he said no.
I don't remember that.
I think you'd gone to the toilet. All the fun things happen when you
they
go.
They really do, don't they?
When you go, it's just like, yeah. Well, what can I say now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And aww. He said no.
Oh my God, I 100% would.
100%. Like, who watches the Eurovision, first of all? I know. Right, imagine Dad writing a song as well. Oh like, what would the song God, be?
I don't know. What would it be about his earphones or something? Yeah, you could take inspiration.
What?
From that, yeah, he's always wearing his earphones and you go to talk to him and he goes, huh?
Be
yeah.
more in your line.
Yeah. Oh, he had a fight with the fella in Halford, so he could write about that.
Yeah.
He had a fight with a fella, nearly had a fight with a fella on the phone from Halford, but he was very proud of himself that he didn't.
He kept his shit together.
He kept his shit together.
He didn't pinpoint.
No. And then he actually made an appointment for today and he went up and they were like, nah. And he was like, but I made an appointment. No, we can't take your bike. But I made an appointment. So he lost his shit. So we could write about that.
Yeah. Well, that happened after the Eurovision though. Well, for next year, I guess.
For next year. Like he wasn't going to get in there for like, no, what, during the toilet break.
Yeah, true.
Of
I
the
expect
Eurovision.
Too much.
Like, and we didn't even qualify.
No, we didn't. That's true.
Yeah. So he wasn't going to get in there for this year.
Yeah.
That was a given. So for next year, he's
think he could have a like quite a
and
good chance.
Does, you know the way you said choreograph?
Yeah.
Does he have to actually dance? Yeah. Does he have to dance?
And he has to teach everyone else. In
but could he not stand static and have people dancing around him and skating around him? And
do you know when singers kind of partake in a little bit of the dancing? So they'll do like a half-ass bit of the dance.
Oh, right. Okay. Just like an arm up or something.
Yeah, like when the others
and a toe tap.
So he needs to... a toe tap. So he needs to know all of the choreography.
Right. Okay. To be and able to like put the odd little move in there. Like. Yeah. 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 I thought I would pay so much money
that I don't have. You'd pay him the million.
I'd do the music video, Get Me Million. And the one that I was doing today.
Yeah.
In me pajamas. I'd do that music video and then
imagine like on the Eurovision stage, no shoes on, no socks. No.
My feet have had a glow up.
I'd disagree.
They have.
I'd have
look
to
at
disagree.
Them. I painted my toenails and you can't see my fungal infection under my big toenail.
That's absolutely vile.
I think they've had a glow. I'm going around kind of like, look at my feet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of.
You have nothing going for you.
I'm actually kind of happy with them. Like I'd nearly put a picture
you
of them
see
up.
It. You can't see it, right? But there's a bit of fluff hanging from the bottom of your...
That's character. But yeah, no, I would 100% do a video for the Eurovision.
Would
for
you?
For a million, yeah.
For a million, I'd probably do anything, to be honest.
Yeah, I really would.
Like, who's going to...
There's not much I wouldn't do.
I can take a slagging.
Oh,
if it means I can, you know...
Yeah, like, look, we had Dustin.
Yeah.
In a box being rolled around the stage.
No, it's... I don't care about embarrassing the country. Like, it's more myself.
No, but as I said, no one would know who I was because I'd used a million to like completely reconstruct myself.
Yeah.
I would leave the feet though.
Because they've had a glow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
So your stress level, are you ready to hear what you have to do?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing you have to do is stand on one leg where people can see you and just breathe.
Where people can see me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I can see you.
Will I do it?
Yeah. Try it.
Okay.
See if it helps. And you nearly have to fall. So how do you feel about that?
I already feel slightly less stressed. Yeah, is there any other steps?
Okay, so that was number one. So I said, this is also an exercise in not caring about what others think. Hopefully this will make you even more focused to stay in the present moment.
Right.
Just be in the present.
It's like your man from The Circle that we were watching that was the breathing coach.
I'm going to triple dog dare you in the next couple of days. The two of us will try that somewhere. Whether it be in Lidl. Or in Super Value or somewhere like that. We'll literally say nothing. I'll say go. And like, I can say it to you at any time, we have to do it at least once. I'll say to you, go, and you know what you have to do. You have to stand on one leg, close your eyes and breathe.
Okay.
Okay, and you can do it to me.
Okay.
And you can take a picture of me and I'll take a picture of you.
In a separate... In a separate location.
Yeah. Okay. At some stage this week, between now and Sunday.
Between now and Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, grand.
Right, and we'll see if it helps.
Okay, what was that second one
so
you said?
So it's to see if, number one, it releases stress, and number two, if it stops you caring about what other people think about you, and to stay in the present.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll try that. Was it Lidl or was it Dunnes or Tesco or something? And I was like picking something up from the bottom shelf and she just completely pushed me over onto the ground. Yeah, it was like a beetle on my back.
I did.
In the middle of the shop.
I just, do you know when you get those urges where you're like, I have to do this?
Now, would other people do that to their mothers?
I don't know, but I just...
We need to hear from...
That's called living in the present, ma'am.
It really was. Like, I was literally... And I couldn't get up.
And then I didn't help her up.
No, and she just stood there laughing at me and I couldn't get up.
It was brilliant.
Because I was all like...
Yeah. Your feet hadn't had the glow up by
then. No, they hadn't. Like, no. So number two, you ready?
Yeah.
Call a friend who you haven't talked to in over a year.
In over a year?
Yeah. I think that would increase your stress levels.
It absolutely would. Who have I not spoken to in over a year?
It says, sometimes we need to reconnect with an old friend to help us see life from new perspectives.
No, I don't feel like I need to do that personally.
Do you
know? No.
Okay. Right. That's not.
You're right, though. That would increase your stress levels.
I think so. I'd be like, if you haven't spoken to them in over a year, maybe there's a reason.
Maybe.
Now, there is sometimes you just lose touch with people, but like a friend.
Yeah. No, you know not I mean? Doing that one.
Okay. This is really weird.
Okay.
Laugh really hard at a joke that is only mildly funny.
Okay, this should be easy. Tell me a joke.
Okay, don't do this to be a jerk. I'm suggesting you laugh really hard at a mildly funny joke because sometimes we don't put enough effort into laughing. It can spur on some much needed stress relief if we just tip the endorphin scales in our favor. Right, so let me look up a joke because I don't know any jokes off the cuff. Oh, here's one, right? Okay, right. Are you ready? So you have to laugh really hard at this. Why do we tell actors to break a leg? Because every play has a cast. Okay.
Brilliant.
Right. That was shit, wasn't it?
That I don't feel less stressed.
Okay. Right. You do, yeah. Drink water upside down. Taking a sip of water while upside down will reduce hiccups and stress.
But that's gonna be like hard. It's gonna spill all over me.
Yeah.
I brought up my... Is my water bottle somewhere there?
I can't see it. There's about 20 million pint glasses. But
okay, I'm gonna do it. Right.
Any other mothers will... That, your head is to the side. It's not upside down.
How am I gonna pull this off?
That's bending down with your head between your legs. I'd say lie on the bed on your back and dangle your head down.
Oh my god, it like suctioned on my...
Did it?
On my face. How am I... Will you feed it to me?
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be easier. Yeah.
But we're gonna have to move loads of shit.
It's okay.
Will we do that one later?
No, I'll just lie here.
Okay, go on then. Right, hold on. Right. She's getting into position. Okay.
Don't spill it.
Hold on.
Oh my god. That's like a form of torture.
Do you feel less stressed?
I've definitely forgotten why I'm stressed.
Do you feel less stressed?
No, I don't think less stressed, but I'm definitely like, that's all I can think about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that was successful, so.
Okay.
Right, let's go on to the next one. Hold on. Okay. All right, you're not going to be able to do this one now. Go outside and just feel the grass for 60 seconds.
We don't have any grass.
Oh, shit. Across from the house, there's like the little pile of grass, the little like...
Perfect.
Circle of grass in front of the house.
That won't look weird.
Full of shite.
Shite.
Full of shite. So you have to feel that for 60 seconds.
Are shite.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't allow my...
To clear that up.
Don't allow my family to go to the toilet in the
toilet. She just clean them.
They're like, Mammy, I need to go poo. Out you go.
And that's just me.
Yeah. It says, allow yourself to feel like a kid again. Little kids are fascinated by everything they touch. They don't have time to let worried thoughts stress them out. When you go outside and just enjoy the natural beauty of the grass, you won't be able to think about your career, family or anything. Just you and the earth.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to think about my family.
No.
Or my career. No. Or anything. No. Just me.
I don't want a family or career. No. I just want the grass.
I want nothing.
And the trees. I want to hug the trees. Yeah. And I want to straddle the grass.
I want to feel up.
I want to be like one of them dogs, you know, that like kind of like rubs its arse along the grass.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's more of an itch.
Scooting along.
An itch situation.
That's like if you have worms or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to do that.
You know that feeling.
I want to do that. Worms.
Worms. Yeah.
I'd love a tapeworm.
Would you?
Yeah.
Just see if he's skinny like.
Yeah, I'd have to though do some sort of like therapy that would stop me thinking about the fact that there's a worm in my body.
Yeah, I think it's,
and doesn't it come out,
you're romanticising a tapeworm here.
Yeah, I know, but don't you have to pull it out of your arse, and then sometimes like I think if it breaks,
that's vile.
I think that's,
you have to pull it out of your arse.
Well, you could hire someone.
Yeah. What would that job advertisement look like?
I don't know.
It'd be exactly like the interview I went to. Advertise for something completely different. Yeah,
than what you're actually than looking you're for. So I'd advertise for like
for an au pair.
A cleaner.
For an au pair.
Because it is it's like a cleaning, internal cleaning.
I suppose, but if you go for an au pair, they'll arrive and be like, where are the kids? And you're like,
no, it's a tapeworm.
There's one up my ass. Yeah. Please remove it.
Yeah, but it's a fully grown adult and it's been feasting on me for a year, for about yeah. a month.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah, because I am like a skinny legend now.
Yeah, she'd yeah. be like, where are you? And you're like, I'm right here. Yeah. I was just turned to the
yeah,
side.
Yeah, it's
lol.
Yeah. So yeah, I'd love a tapeworm.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind for your next birthday.
Mm. I wonder, is it expensive? Like, could you get one online?
I don't think it's something people pay for. I think it's something you accidentally get.
I don't think so. People actually do swallow tapeworms.
Do you know if you actually did that? If you actually did that, what? I'd be like, you're a fucking weirdo. And I'd probably...
You already think I'm a fucking
weirdo.
No,
I know, but I'd probably not speak to you very much. Do you know what I mean?
Just because, and like you're going and you're sitting in front of your therapist and they're like, how come the relationship broke down with your mother? And you're like, it was the day she swallowed the tapeworm.
Yeah.
I lost all respect for her.
I lost my shit with her.
Yeah. That'd be so weird, wouldn't it?
What, if you did that?
I wonder, has a therapist ever had that?
I'd say therapists have had fucking everything.
And yeah, I know, but have they ever had that?
Like my relationship with my mom broke down because she swallowed a tapeworm.
Yeah.
That could be a song as well.
Oh God, it really could. That's like a country song.
My relationship broke down with my mother because she swallowed a tapeworm.
That's good. Yeah. I like that.
Thanks.
Are you going to put some banjo in that or some fiddle? Or
maybe fiddle, like real, yeah. like kind of slow.
Yeah.
Maybe actually it could be more of a like ballad. My relationship with my mother broke down when she swallowed that tapeworm. Our relationship went down the gutter when she swallowed that tapeworm. Swallow that tapeworm. I told her that I didn't want her to swallow it, but she never listened to me, and that was it. And she swallowed the tapeworm.
She swallowed the tapeworm.
She swallowed the tapeworm.
She swallowed the tapeworm.
And now...
I don't know what to do with it now.
I just miss the woman that she used to be.
Bye.
Since she swallowed the tapeworm.
Yes, I swallowed the tapeworm.
Cue mom with the BBs. This is the first time we've been. And then, no, there's a bit in the middle where it's like, mom.
Yes, honey.
No, you're not in it.
Oh, okay. I want to be in it.
No.
No, because our relationship's broken down.
It wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense at all.
Right, come on.
It's completely contradictory. Okay, it's like, and it's like, in the background, you can still hear the like, it's like, mom, I really miss you. Why'd you have to swallow that tapeworm? Did you know this would happen? Come back, Mom.
I miss you, Mom.
This one's for you, Mom. What, what did the rest of the song go like again?
I can't remember. What was it? She swallowed a tapeworm.
My relationship broke down with my mother when she swallowed that tapeworm.
I swallowed that tapeworm.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. I'll bring that to Martin in the morning.
That's fantastic. Yeah, Martin, put a little backing track on that and a little warble.
Yeah, just a bit.
You know, the brrrr.
Just a bit of trotty guitar.
What's that called on the guitar when it kind of goes?
Reverb.
Is that, yeah, that's what, yeah. Obviously. Put a reverb on that, Martin, will you?
Put reverb.
There's a good lad now.
Good boy now, Martin.
Good boy. She's the best liquor boy.
Who's got the best reverb? Who's
the best liquor boy with the best liquor reverb? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that.
Okay, right. So what are we going to, you've felt the grass. You've stood in your head. You've drank water on your head. You've, what else have you done? You've rang a friend. Around.
But like, another way it was like, oh, drink water upside down. It stops hiccups. Whoever said I knew
and
the hiccups.
And stress.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, okay. Right, you just had to get in there, didn't you? Oh my God.
What?
Put a golf ball. Put, P-U-T-T.
Oh.
It didn't make sense. I was like, put a golf ball from the opposite side.
I was like, that's clearly very unsanitary.
I was like, what do you mean put a golf ball from the opposite side? The opposite side of what?
Yeah.
No, but it's put as in putting.
Okay.
Which means hitting it with the sticky thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's that called? The golf sticky thing.
The heavenly. It's called the heavenly. Oh God, there's something about
what's
this side of the room. I really get a frog.
What's it called? It's a queue.
It's a queue. Yeah.
Oh, that's the...
It's gone.
That's for snooker and pool, isn't it? The queue. Yeah, the golf queue. No, the snooker queue. So golf, the sticky thing.
You're out playing golf and you're like, yeah, no, sweet ball, can I have a hymn? They're like, sorry?
Two, actually.
Can I get it? It's actually me and my mom. So, yeah, two, hymn you. Two with it, haven't you?
Oh, what's it called? Club.
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 Golf. In the club.
Club. Club. That's what I was saying. See, do you see the transition? Haven't you? Club. Club.
Golf club.
Anyway.
Okay, we got there.
So what did they tell us?
So you have to put a golf club with your... No, put a golf ball with your golf club from the opposite side. I don't know what that means. Try to do anything from the opposite side. I didn't know there was a side.
So like ambidextrous vibes.
So what's the side? Like, do you not put the little ball in the hole from wherever the little ball rolled?
No, I think they mean like, so now the way you're right-handed, you're going to hit the golf ball with like your, do you know what I mean? From that side. Whereas like they're telling you to try that, but... I don't really not getting how this reduces stress.
So it says to do anything from the opposite side, you have to focus very hard. Even writing your name with the other hand takes a lot out of your stressed out state. Takes you out of your stressed out state.
It seems like all these things that are meant to make you less stressed are quite stressful.
I find that really stressful.
Like, so like...
Like, did you ever try and write with the wrong hand?
Yeah, it's so hard.
You know, when you're writing your ransom... I mean, when you're...
Yeah. And she swallowed the tapeworm.
Swallowed the tapeworm.
My relationship broke down
with
the day.
My mother when she swallowed a tapeworm. Mama.
Why'd you have to go swallow
it
that tapeworm?
Like, I'm getting the vibes that, you know, your man who sings, baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Maybe we could sell it to him.
I think we
okay, right, hear me out.
Right, okay, don't judge me.
Mr. Man.
Mr. That Other
Mr.
Song Man.
Big fan. Big fan of your work. So, have a song here.
Okay, so.
Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. Love you.
Love your babies. Right, so next one is going to be very problematic.
Okay.
Really problematic. I really strongly advise you not to do this.
Right.
Okay. And it even says it in the explanation why you shouldn't do it. So I don't know why they're telling you to do it. Climb a tree barefoot.
What?
Okay. This can hurt if you don't pick the right tree. So find a tree
with
smooth bark and enjoy. A smooth bark. So we're on a quest to find a smooth bark tree. And you have to figure out a way of climbing it barefoot.
What fucking website is this?
I don't know.
But like, where the right tree?
We have to go to Marley now.
Fuck's sake. I can't.
But it's like as if they expect you to be this kind of, you know, these people that live in these like tropical countries and they like kind of shimmy up like you're yeah. the little Mowgli out of the Jungle Book.
Imagine me trying
to get a coconut up from the top of the tree. Like,
imagine me trying
to. The average Joe isn't able to do that shit.
But it's bad enough having to climb a tree barefoot.
Yeah, but like, yeah, you get to a certain age where you're like, you've no desire to climb a tree anymore.
I can't remember any time in my life where I've had a desire to
climb
a tree.
Like, the getting up is grand, but when you're up in that fucking tree, you're like, oh shit,
I'm really up here,
I can't get down.
Yeah.
So that's when you have to ring the likes of your dad.
The likes of your dad.
Who rescues cats from trees. Yeah. I'm sure they rescue people from trees as
that's
well.
That's true.
But that's what they always say.
What if you forget your phone?
When somebody says there's a cat stuck up a tree, and a fireman always says, did you ever see a cat skeleton in a tree? And they go, no, well, the cat will get down. Don't be worrying.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they actually ever get calls for that?
Huh? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
God. Oh no. Dillis.
Dillis, there's a cat up the tree.
I don't know what to be doing.
Call Fireman Sam.
Fireman Sam here.
Where's Elvis?
Where's Elvis? Ponty Panty.
And Norman Price.
Norman.
You little scamp.
You little bollocks, Norman.
You little cunt. That was too far.
No, I feel like that's fair.
Right.
My
okay.
relationship broke down.
I think we were on a winner.
My mother went and followed a tapeworm. I feel like we'd definitely be able to hire someone to record a music video for that.
I think so. Would we actually have someone doing the thing of the tapeworms dangling just, above the mouth?
I think you could just get a normal worm, right? And like, but be about to swallow
then
it.
You can have at the end, like, you know the way it's like country songs are always a story.
Yeah,
right. So you can have like, so there's the start, the middle and the end. You can have the end where someone else playing me is on all fours. Oh. Having the tapeworm removed.
Oh my God.
And it's like, you know when the magician does that magic trick with the scarves,
yeah,
coming out,
it just keeps going.
It just sticks tapeworm, and then the person who's playing me's face going,
do you know what though, the sad thing is, huh? A poor person will have gone to acting school, like, you know, yeah, been an actor for years,
yeah,
to get a job.
We get your friend Laura, yeah, she's an actor,
but she's a young child.
Yeah, but these actors can play anything. That's what they are, they're actors. So she can like throw on a beautiful long black lock hair.
She has beautiful long black lock hair.
Yeah, but like mine.
Oh, okay.
Like little, all right. The odd little speckle of grey in it.
Okay.
The odd little
that
speckle.
That can be arranged.
Yeah. And we can do her up to look like me.
Yeah.
Like she can act older.
That's true.
She's an actor. Like she's an artist. So we can have her doing the tapeworm thing at the end.
Yeah.
She'd be delighted to do that.
I know she'd be more than happy. She'd jump at the opportunity.
Yeah, Laura, look, ring us.
Yeah, will we record this in Marley while we're trying to find a tree?
Yeah.
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 Two birds.
I'm feeling the grass.
Two stones, one bird.
Feeling the grass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much can be achieved.
And then,
with just one trip to Marley.
And while Laura's on all fours, she can kind of put her head between her legs and we can feed her water. Upside down.
Yes. So she's not stressed about getting a tapeworm removed. Yeah.
We could use like, we could use a measuring tape and just put little eyes on the end of it.
What?
As the worm.
Oh, very good. Yes.
Like, you know, one that a tailor would use.
And we could just have her wearing a dress so that like, we'll obviously not actually.
We're not going to put it up there, Laura. Don't be worried.
Laura.
Calm down, will you?
Would you ever relax, would you?
Don't be so stressed. Feel the grass
calm
a bit more.
Feel the grass. Drink some water.
Climb
upside
that,
down.
That smooth tree.
Take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Climb that fucking tree.
Yeah.
The right tree.
The right tree. Yeah, so that's sorted. That's planned.
Nothing to worry about.
Nothing
ever now.
Ever. Right. Oh my God. This is so weird. Make as many cool sounds with a piece of paper as you can.
Oh my God, I actually want to do that.
Have you ever made a sound with a piece of paper and went, that's really cool? Have you?
Not till right now.
That is so cool. Did you hear that, lads? That's so cool. Don't use this comic that you could rip.
Yeah,
Down in my mother when she swallowed her tapeworm.
Okay, this is important information on this piece of paper, but...
Oh, but sure, look. It's only your life. Your will. Your last will and testament.
My last will and testament, where I give everything to...
Which is nothing.
That artist. That
oh, yeah. Mr. Man. Indoor.
Okay.
That's cool really noise, cool.
Right?
Okay, what else? This is done to do kind of porn like this.
It's just ASMR, I think.
Is it? All right, okay.
I was going to lick it, but that really won't make a sound.
Can't you do something where you go and you blow through a piece of paper?
Hello.
She made it into a funnel.
Hello, can you hear me?
I'm talking down a piece of paper. Okay, everyone's deaf. Okay, what else? What else could you do cool with that?
Cool noise.
She just like move it like just in a cool way. Just
less stress, you know. Not gonna get stressed out about it, you know.
Not now, anyway. Oh, that was really cool. You done that already?
No, that but I'm doing like a wave.
Yeah, but no one can tell.
You try do cool noises. You try it.
No, I'm not stressed.
See how smart you are.
I'm
now.
Not stressed. Right, what's the thought behind this? The ideas are endless.
What?
They're actually not.
They're not.
They're not. My favourite is making it sound like a storm. Just hold a piece... My favourite. Who is this fucking idiot?
Fucking idiot.
Just hold a piece of paper at the top and shake it from side to side. Oh, storms
are
brewing.
Close that window,
batten down the hatches, quick.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so cold.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
So cold and wet after the storm.
Oh my God.
What?
That was shit.
I'm so not stressed.
Okay, now we have to go back to Marley.
Right, do we?
Yeah, we're hugging a tree now.
It's open till 9 o'clock now though, so we should be
going. We all should have been tree huggers at some point in our lives, it says. Now, does the tree have to be smooth? Or can we just hug any tree?
I
reckon, do we have to find two separate trees or can we use the same tree?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to break it to you that I think we're going to have to find two separate trees.
Okay. And does this tree have to bear fruit?
Does it specify?
No.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't say? No?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well then, yeah. Absolutely.
That means, sorry. Well, let me just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I have never seen a fruit bearing tree in Marley.
Maybe.
So we're going to have to go maybe to the botanical gardens. That's over
That's
the north side.
That's the only solution.
That's over the north side.
God.
Oh, I'm in work tomorrow.
So am I.
Shit.
Are you free Thursday?
No.
I'm not free on Friday.
I'm free Saturday.
I am too, but I don't want to spend it with you.
Oh! Is it because of the tapeworm?
It freaks me out.
Like it won't be ready to be removed, Laurie. Like you've got a good month.
I'll try... do these actions
because I need
stressed.
To be able to like you know like actors are all into like they need to like she's probably going to be living here for the next month Laura
she's gonna have to
yeah because she needs to yeah method actor she needs to experience it's like apparently when your man what's his name that my left foot Daniel Day-Lewis he done that thing about the famine strikers or something didn't he
couldn't
done some film anywhere where he was in prison and he went and actually went to prison I think for like and stayed in a cell for like 15 million years
oh my god
yeah
he's so old he as fuck
yeah he doesn't look the best
no
understandably
yeah so that like that Laura will have to come and live with us and she'll have to experience it with me she'll probably have to come to the toilet with me all the time
oh
and everything
god.
I'm not looking forward to that Laura like no offense you're a lovely girl and all but like I'm quite a private person when it comes
yeah,
to that
yeah she is
you know and you have to see the body changes that happen and he's probably going to have to sleep in with me and your dad.
Oh my God.
Now that I really apologise for
but
Laura.
No. Will she not be better off just getting a tapeworm?
No.
Save all that.
No.
No.
No. Like she's an actor. We don't expect that
bad?
Much of her.
Is this bad to be like slagging tapeworms? Do people have tapeworms often?
As pets like.
No, but like
they're like it's like when you slag someone's dog. It's like if you say
they're covering its ears while they're listening to the podcast.
It's like if you say like I hate like dash hounds and someone has a dash hound and they're like mad offended. So if we say like
I hate tapeworms.
Well,
we're not saying we want one.
Yeah, I want one, but I want it dead when it comes out of me.
Like, how can that be arranged?
I'll stand on it or something. Stand on its head.
While it's coming out.
No, because, yeah, no. Yeah, actually, it'd be more compliant if it's dead when it's coming out of me, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be like, oh, I'm staying in here.
Obedience. Do as you're told.
So, yeah, look, poor Laura's going to have to, like, she's probably, because there could be effects that happen at night time in the middle of the night while I'm asleep.
You can have a bell. That, like, she can she doesn't have to sleep in with you and Dad, right?
She don't.
No. Just.
Unless I go and stay with her.
That's probably.
I could go and stay with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's. Oh, that'd be great crack, actually. She's got digs in Trinity, doesn't she?
Not anymore. I think she'd move out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would have loved that. I would have loved to feel like a student, like, on her and going, I'm in a Trinity.
Yeah.
I'm in the digs. I could just, like, deliver the pizza to the digs in Trinity. Because I can eat pizza because the tapeworm's gonna eat it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
is it like do you get hungry when you have a tapeworm?
Yeah, I'd say you'd be starving, and but everything you eat, the tapeworm's like nice one.
How do you like naturally get a tapeworm?
I don't know. We'll have can to you? Look that up. I don't know. Look, right, you Google.
I want to be less stressed. Come on.
Okay. Oh, sorry. right, you've hooked the tree. But two of the craziest drinks on. Oh,
what?
I'm just confused. Is it a blah blah? And the golf club.
Golf club.
Buy two of the craziest drinks. The craziest drinks.
Fuck off.
On the way into work and share with your co-worker on your first break. Now, as Irish people, what's the first thing you think of?
Fucking like
Crazy Frog or Fat Frog or something.
Oh. Crazy Frog is that dance ding, thing. Ding, ding, ding.
Two of the craziest drinks you'd be buying, fucking like,
what's a crazy drink? Like, you're such a weirdo.
I know,
like that's someone's nanny.
Oh Jesus. Living in Texas.
There we go.
Wait, y'all, hang on. Okay, so living in Texas allows me to have a strong Mexican culture. So I picked up two bottles of some weird mango drink. Why is it weird? It's just a mango drink. From a co-worker and myself, for a co-worker and myself, it was delicious. What the actual, this person needs to be institutionalised.
100%. That she needs a tapeworm.
I wouldn't give her a tapeworm.
Do you think it's,
not even as a pet.
Do you think it's a man or a woman or?
Woman, I'm getting female vibes. I don't know why.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm getting major female vibes.
And tell me this and tell me no more.
But it is called Ask Your Mom. I'll Ask My Mom.
I'll Ask My Mom. Oh, hang on, I've forgotten now.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm so stressed, you see.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be.
Hang on, no.
You see, but you haven't bought crazy. You've only water in front of you.
I've only water. That's the least crazy
drink. What would you think would be the craziest drink you can think of?
So, like, I reckon it goes, like, kind of water, obviously, at one end.
Least crazy.
And then I'm going to go up from water, right? Okay. So, I'm going to go water. Dilute. Yeah.
Squash.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it goes orange, then blackcurrant. Dilute.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then I'm going to go with like orange
summer
juice.
Fruit.
I'm not going to name out all the dilutes that are possibly. Peach and mango.
Apple and blackcurrant.
Yeah. So you take your, like, no. Then I'm going to go like cranberry, no, orange juice, apple juice.
I hate apple juice.
I don't care.
Okay.
Orange juice, tropical apple juice. Yeah, tropical juice be above that, I reckon. Cranberry, maybe. It's a bit freaky.
Don't like it, but go ahead.
I don't like it either, but...
Yeah, it's good for your kidneys.
It is, for those UTIs. Yeah. So cranberry. Then I'm going to go with like 7-Up.
Yeah.
7-Up is the lowest of the...
It is of the fizzy drinks.
You guys annoyed now.
No, but 7-Up holds things for me because don't diss 7-Up. No, seriously.
I'm not dissing it. No, I'm just saying...
Stop.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Stop you right there. Because when we were kids, when you were sick, you got 7-Up. Flat 7-Up, obviously.
Mm.
Not diet. No, but there wasn't even diet, like, I think, when we were kids. And that made you better. That cured you.
Yeah.
That was like... No, what was it made from? What? Penicillin.
Okay.
So 7-Up was the penicillin.
Of your time.
Of my time. Anything. Any woes. Any illnesses, ailments.
Stress.
You had. No, not stress. No one got stressed back then.
Okay.
Or if you did, you just didn't talk about it. You just put up and shut
bury
up.
It.
Do you know what I mean? You buried it. Like,
yeah. With a gun.
Yeah. And you got 7-Up. And like, you never got anything like that.
Okay.
Never. So you were like buzzing to be sick.
Right.
And you got ice cream the odd time as well. So yeah. You'd get like flat 7-Up and ice cream.
Brilliant.
So shut the fuck up.
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm not,
just don't. Don't even think about
it. No, but I love.
No, stop it. So let's move on. And don't come for Lucozade either.
I completely.
Now that was when, as I was older, because like there wasn't Lucozade when I was younger, but right. Like don't come for that.
But what do you think would be at the top? That's what I'm trying to figure out. So
that's freaky.
Yeah, like crazy, she said.
What about one of those drinks? What I'm thinking crazy, but not crazy good, is, you know, people get like all these vegetables and they put this in that like blender machine and it does like a fucking juicy thing comes out. And
oh, a ginger shot or something.
Or what's a something grass? What's it called?
Lemongrass.
No.
You don't put that in a drink.
Not lemongrass. It's called something grass. And all the, in California and all, you get like little shots of it.
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, something grass anyway.
But I don't think that's crazy because it's healthy. Yeah. So I'm going to go for like maybe, I don't know.
Like what two flavours would you not mix? Like, like lemon and lemon and strawberry or something.
Ma'am.
Oh.
That's a fucking
Oh, sorry. And bring it into a co-worker. Like imagine someone walking, like Martin going into you and going... Look what I got us. Like, oh my god, I got these mad drinks. And you, let's try them.
1, 2, 3.
And you're like two little giddy schoolgirls.
Like, well, what do you mean? It's crazy.
It's like I'm not stressed anymore. Like, all right, okay, shut the foot. What are we going to call her? Jolene. No, because you like that.
Marie.
Song. No, something real Texan. Mary Beth or something like that. Billy Joe.
Is that a girl's name though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Billy Jean.
Billy Joe is not my lover.
Cause she swallowed a tapeworm.
She swallowed a tapeworm.
Right, we calling her Billy Joe or Billy Jean or what?
I preferred the Mary Beth.
Mary Beth, okay. Mary Beth is a fucking nut job.
Yeah, she is.
Right, okay. Oh my god. No, it's not too bad. Meditate in your car or in the grass and focus on what it would feel like to fly like a bird.
I'm like a bird, I wanna fly away. I don't know.
I don't think in the car pretending you're a bird is a good thing. Is it a de-stressor?
I was gonna say my car's very small.
Like, can you stretch out your arms completely in your car, like to pretend they're wings? Because I'm not visualizing I'm a bird. I'm being a fucking bird.
You're a bird, I'm a bird. So
I'm a motherfucking
That's where I'm at.
I'm an eagle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a straight up eagle.
I think I'll just while I'm in Marley meditate.
Or a hawk. Is a hawk an eagle? It is an eagle.
You said that so aggressively. You're like hawk.
Yeah.
What's that noise?
I don't know what he's doing down there, Kira. We're probably best off not knowing. He's, imagine we walked down the stairs and he was full on dancing.
Imagine he was practicing for the Eurovision.
Like, but given kickball change and everything.
Kickball change. Doing that, like, what's that, pirouette leap?
Yeah, split leap. And pirouettes and like, you know, no, but proper like.
No, but like fist up in the air.
Yeah.
Like, clicking.
Yeah. And like, you know, that reel. Like glide across the floor, feet together, glide to the side, feet together.
But then he's like, he's only like, do you know when they do those? Oh, I can't explain myself fast enough. Do you know when they're like, I don't want 2, 3, 4, yeah. And like, he's kind of half singing the song at the same time. Like he's like, swallowed a tapeworm.
Or do you know the way? Left, two, up, down. Or you know, little boys.
Reach the stars. Reach the stars.
Reach for. Yeah, he's doing it to that. Climb every mountain. It's proper. In the storm. You know, little boys, you ever have a party like for your kids and little boys, and whenever the music comes on, they just slide across the ground and run around. They don't dance.
That's him.
They just like literally just, what's that called? That down on your knees sliding on the ground.
Like a rock star glide.
Yeah, kind of a rock star glide, and then they bash each other and run around and all. That's what he's doing.
But he's in like, he's shirtless with just yoga pants on. yoga pants. I wear like light blue, like,
and a beanie.
Aquamarine yoga pants.
And a beanie.
And a beanie. And a pair of, like, do you know those, like, those socks that have like each toe cut out?
No, he's Asics runners on. Grey Asics
sandals.
Oh, he's styling.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to be. And free. Across the Road is going to be loving life today.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Okay, so anyway.
Anyways.
Right, that's a stress reliever. That wasn't on our list. That wasn't
would
on.
My stress.
What did we call her?
Mary Beth's
list.
That would relieve my stress.
Okay. Really. Using your imagination to take a break in the easiest weird break anyone can do. Is the easiest. Hold on. Using your imagination to take a break is the easiest weird break anyone can do. You can fly like a bird, become invisible, or create a new planet. They will all help reduce your stress. Is she not just encouraging people to be delusional?
What does she want me to do there?
She's asking you to be a bird.
Again?
No, it was just the explanation of why you should be a bird.
Right, okay.
Like, I think another thing we should get, like, you know, when we're doing the standing on one leg.
Yeah.
Or I think we should do this more when we're climbing the tree. When we're climbing the tree in Marley. I think we should run around and be a bird.
No, do you know, I literally just got a vision of, would you be able to make me?
Oh, God.
Kind of thing where, like, there were actual wings, like, yeah. So like feathers,
like a
and
cape.
Stuff.
No, I'm not gonna put feathers.
No, kind of like a poncho or something.
Yeah,
but like there's sticks that I can have.
Okay,
my hands.
We'll use one of the fire brigade blankets.
No, but I want it to be realistic. Like, I want feathers. I want.
Oh, do you want
secret?
Yeah.
I'm thinking
flowers. Yeah, fake flowers. Like,
and
with what's them crystals?
Swarovski
crystals.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a vision. Yeah, I'm getting your vision.
Yeah,
and I will make the vision.
Are you feeling what I'm telling?
I'm absolutely.
Yeah.
Then you can be a bird.
Yeah. Then and only then.
Only then. Yeah.
Will I be a bird?
Yeah.
Will I be a bird?
And you could maybe get some lessons, because she's going to be here.
Laura. Yeah.
Laura.
Yeah.
On how to become the bird.
Yes. Because they teach that.
Yeah.
In,
yeah. They tell you to be a tree, and they tell you you're a baby and be a dog and be a snail and all this kind of thing. Like, so.
Just the basics.
Yeah. Especially the snail.
Yeah.
Jerry's gone.
Jerry's only a little boy.
Yeah, but what do you think happens to Jerry in a while?
The little fella.
What do you think happens to him? And I'd say the lifespan of a spider is a lot quicker than the lifespan of a human.
What,
you know?
Where are you getting? Where are you going?
It's
going
to be a big motherfucker in about a week.
Do you think he's only a baby?
It's a baby. He's grown up. He's finna grow up.
You can't kill a baby though.
I'd have absolutely no problem killing him. I'm sorry. I'm not one of these puts it on a piece of tissue and brings it out into the grass. I'm not. That fucker's getting stamped on.
That fucker's going down.
He's going down.
I can't talk. Trevor from season one.
I know.
Still fresh in my mind.
Mm. Well, he's going to be like, he's going to come out and literally rub his willy.
Trevor 2.0.
Rub his willy in your face.
Do spiders have willies?
Yeah, at
night. Do spiders pull the badge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that, like, I think we've only a few more. Okay. Admit a weird thing that you did as a kid to a co-worker. Why are you like... Bearing your soul to these co-workers. Why can't you, like...
What if you work from home? Do you have to arrange a Zoom call?
Yeah, to your boss.
Be like, hiya. Yeah. Thanks a million.
When I was a kid, I murdered the dog and... the family dog. I hung its head as a trophy on the end of my bed for a week.
But, like... It didn't mean, like, I didn't know. I was only a kid.
I was only five.
But, no,
so
like...
I go back.
Like, no, you call, like, a co-worker, right? You're like...
Guess what? After you've given them this weird drink.
No, you get it and you have to get it sent because you work from home.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to...
They're like, what the fuck?
No, you like drive to their house. You hack into this thing to find out where they live.
Their address.
Right? Drive to their house. They wake up in the morning just see you scurrying back to your car. After dropping a fucking can of Monster into their door. Then you're like...
Berry flavour or something.
You send them an instant message thing or whatever work thing you're on. And be like...
At 3 o'clock, we're going to have this together.
Would you have a minute at about 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
For a quick chat. Just need to run something by.
I need to tell you a weird thing I don't want to...
No,
kidding.
Just I need to run something
all
by.
All right, okay.
So they go and they're like, hiya, no, I'm busy enough. But no,
but you have to get them to... you're drinking it together. So you, first you have to say, right, open your Monster.
Yeah, do you have that kind of Monster?
Yeah, one, two, three.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
That's
lovely, isn't it?
So yeah, when I was younger,
what's your weird thing that you would say that you'd done when you were younger?
I shit the bed pretty late.
I can't remember that.
Silence. I hid it from you.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
How did you shit the bed? Oh, you must have had the runs or something, did you? Did you do a wet fart or something?
I don't know.
Oh.
Like, none of it got on the bed.
You know, so you mean? Just shit your pants.
My pants.
Party in your pants.
Party in your pants. The shit particles are like, woo!
Yuppa, lads.
Anyways.
Okay, so you're going to tell your co-worker
yeah.
that when you were a kid, yeah. you shit your pants.
Yeah.
And hid it from your mummy.
Yeah.
Okay. While you're having a monster. <I'm going. laughs> I think HR is going to be getting involved in this.
Yeah.
Possibly. Pretty sharpish. Yeah, okay, right. Let's see. Why does it say you have to do this? I did a lot of weird stuff as a kid. Yeah,
we know.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. I used to jump from high places and land on stones to see how tough I was.
What?
Oh.
Girl.
I used to jump from high places and land on stones to see how tough I was.
Who is this? That
She's
was an only child.
Fucking weirdo. Oh, Mary Beth.
Mary Beth.
Go to your girl. nearest doctor.
I'm going to give you a number, okay? And I want you to give this a call if you have a feeling bad, okay?
Mary Beth, you're not alone.
No.
But you kind of are.
But you're fucking weird, girl. That's fucked up.
Okay. Oh, this one's going to be. Oh, no, it's not.
I'm sweating, are you?
No.
Okay.
Make a snowman. But hold on. I was thinking the same as you. We're in the summer.
Mm.
Maybe it's not summer in Texas.
No, I don't know. It's definitely not.
Okay. Make a snowman out of tissue paper and tape.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck, Mary Beth?
Yeah.
My mom and dad would kill me.
No, but did you notice the new toilet paper I got?
It's fucking disgusting.
It's like sandpaper. It's
literally like...
sandpaper?
Yeah.
It's like wiping your arse with sandpaper.
It's like...
I've road rash.
There's blood.
On me, Mary.
There's blood.
That's from the rubbing myself in the grass, though.
Yeah, nothing to do with
it. Oh, it's vile, isn't
it? It's horrible.
But that would make a good snowman, I think.
Do you want pain?
It would stay together better than...
That's the ad for the toilet paper. Would you like pain?
Would you like road rash on your on your venereal areas?
Toilet paper
venereal areas?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Yeah, I think it would make a good snowman. That really tough, hard. And it's like it has dots on it.
It's
like the condoms, dots and ribs.
Yeah.
Polka
dots.
Polka dots and ribs. Yeah. It's like you're kind of in pain, but you're kind of going, ooh.
No.
You're kind of going, oh, nah.
No.
Oh. But hold on. Wait. Yeah. No.
Do I
pain.
That?
No. Blood. Nah. Oh. No.
You shouldn't.
No. But you could. No.
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 Pull up your trousers.
Pull up your knickies.
Pull up your knicky-knocky news.
So, yeah, you're making a snowman.
That's fucking stupid.
Right, let's see why.
Yeah,
just
why?
For shits and giggles. A weird piece of art can take us out of our normal thought process and help us relax. I'd rather have a gin.
Would you not just like do a bit of adult colouring? Colouring book, maybe?
Yeah, no. Oh my God.
What?
You're getting fired.
Am I?
Yeah, you're really getting fired. Like, yeah. Your job, you don't have no job. You're going on the dole. You're she back on the pup.
She unemployed as fuck.
Yeah. You're walking around the office backwards.
What is wrong with this person? No. Like a no.
I did this one yesterday. I did this one at home. I don't think I'm cool enough to pull this one off at the office.
I don't think I'm cool enough. So you have to be cool to
walk
backwards.
No, you have to be a fucking nut job.
It's not even like just why?
Yeah. And you'd be falling over everything. Like, you'd be like falling over Susie's bag.
That's
and
the type of thing where like you'd be like, Linda's really strange, isn't she? She's here fucking walking backwards
yeah,
in the office.
Backwards.
Today. And so you're like, oh, look at me. Oh,
yeah. And
so
what was it with that fucking drink?
And
do you know what she done when she was a kid? You're not going to fucking believe.
She invited me to
Yeah, I've never met her before and she's telling me like she shit the bed as a kid.
Shit the bed.
Yeah. And didn't tell her mom.
Didn't tell her mom. She was like too old.
Hit it. She was like 15.
Yeah. She was 24.
And guess what? Her mother swallowed fucking tape for her. And they made a music video.
And they don't have a good relationship after.
No, they fell out. They haven't spoken since. Oh my God. She's an evil bitch. Pluck one leaf from a tree for every person you work with. Why is she obsessed with her job?
A tree is gonna be in bits.
Like, don't trees grow leaves at certain times of the year for reasons?
Imagine you work in like a huge company.
Like, there's nests falling out of the trees, yeah, and everything, because they've nothing to hold the nest onto the branches, because oh, you're gosh, plucking all these fucking trees. Say if you work for like a multi,
that's what I said, yeah, a really busy company,
yeah, like Google.
Yeah, and there's literally, and about
like
4,
every tree
employees
in Marley is fucking bare now because
everything's like, is it winter or what? Yeah, what's the crack? And I'm just like,
yeah, there's squirtles and everything going, what the fuck?
Yeah, squirtles.
Yeah.
That's, she's obsessed with trees and her co-workers.
She's a fucking nut job. Right, let's see why we're plucking things. Yeah. It said, this is just plain weird. Yeah.
You wrote it, Mary Beth.
Yeah, and I would probably be afraid to do this, but you may have some pretty weird co-workers who might enjoy this.
No.
Oh, you'd be like, listen, Lynn, listen, do you know, be gas, you know, when we're on lunch. This is your day one. You've already done all these freaky things.
No, but you work in town on the keys, so you have to drive to like a park area.
Yeah, you're like, listen, gas. This would be, you'll get a kick out of this. You'll get such a kick out of
this. You're
going
to love this.
You're going to love this.
Hear me out,
Lily. Hear me out. No, seriously. No, stop. Take a slug of Monster, right? And just listen.
Chill out with it. Chill out.
Fucking weirdo. Oh. Right. Ask a co-worker if they could talk to someone about their stress, living or dead. What? Who would it be?
What?
If you could talk to someone about your stress, living or dead, who would it be?
So like the dead dinner party.
So on your way to fucking pluck all the leaves off the trees, lie in the grass, be a bird. You're climbing the tree, you're hugging it, you're riding it, you're doing, you're defacing it. On your way, you say, right, if you were to talk to someone, you're telling her about your shit in the bed, everything. She's drinking her Monster. Who would you talk to about your stress, living or dead? Like, I'll bring it to you, Kira.
Who would I talk to? I feel like no one would care apart from like you. Like, have to kind of care.
I don't care. I just,
no, you
listen.
Don't, but you have to listen. So yeah, maybe like you.
Like, I'd love to meet Elvis, but I don't think I'd be sharing my woes with him. No, like, I don't think he'd come back from the dead and be like,
what a waste.
What's going on?
Like, he was literally like the king of pop, and you bring him back.
You're like, so Elvis, I was just like, I woke up this morning and I was feeling really anxious. The reason why you're stressed, Mary Beth, is because you're walking around your office backwards. You're fucking sharing these intimate, fucking weird fuck me things.
I understand why she's stressed.
With like virtual strangers that you only met.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not going to burden poor old Elvis. He's been
true enough.
He's been true enough.
He died on the jacks.
The scarlet for him. He's got to, I should be listening to Elvis.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be a bit back and forth.
He should be like, I was very embarrassing. Like, my legacy is that I was tarnished, eating a burger on the toilet.
Was he eating a burger?
I don't think he was eating a burger on the toilet. He was constipated. God love him. He was in an office because he was taking all
been there.
He's taking all these drugs. And they bunged him up terrible. And he was sitting on the jacks and he'd awful constipation and he couldn't sleep and he was on uppers and downers and side and backwards. And his vagus nerve. Something to do with his vagus nerve. And he was in Vegas.
I was just about to say, is that related at all? No,
it's to do with like when you're squeezing the poo out or something. It's the vagus nerve in the heart or something.
All right.
He gone day. And I wonder, did he fall off the toilet? And I wonder, was there shit everywhere?
Did someone have to wipe his bum?
Yeah.
No, because he was constipated.
Yeah, but it could have like the explosion of it coming out could have like triggered the vagus nerve.
I think because if you're constipated, it's hardly going to be a runny shit. So like it probably wouldn't, those ninja ones that like
block
it's
cement.
Like it never happened.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, like a Scud missile.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor L. Elvis. He needs, I'm not going to do that to him.
No.
Fuck you, Mary Beth.
Mary Beth.
And like, she should know. She's from Texas, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like,
you're American.
Yeah, you should know what he went through.
She said nothing about Elvis. Let's just remember that. Like, I'm the first one to hold my hands up and say Mary Beth's a Lula, but she said nothing about Elvis.
She did. She implied. She implied
it. Fair, I'll take
she
it.
Really did. Okay, right. Play it. Oh my God.
What?
You're so fired. play a joke on a coworker. Cover everything in saran wrap.
I only have one coworker. So
Martin
is gonna just be,
you're gonna go in with your cling film. You're gonna have to buy a couple of rolls or go into Musgraves. You know the way we had the Musgraves card for
I
the
have
dog
that
and
card. Yeah. I'll just get a couple of packets.
Yeah, and what's in the office?
All his guitars. Oh my god.
All his guitars.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do
and
it.
That's gonna de-stress you.
Do you know what? It actually would.
Do you think
it would de-stress me watching him have to unwrap all his guitars? Yeah. It'd be like a bit like Christmas for him.
But he can see what's in the thing because it's cling film.
I could get him tinfoil instead.
Or wrapping paper.
Mom. Come on.
No, tinfoil would
cling
be good.
Cling film or nothing.
Or tinfoil. Yeah. Tinfoil would be easier, I think, because do you ever...
It grips onto anyway.
Yeah, it's easier to, like, the cling film. And do you ever get, like, you're unraveling it and, like, there's, like, about a quarter of it that's still stuck on the roll.
Yeah.
And you can't...
It's a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not feeling that. No.
Cling film.
I'm stressed.
Yeah, that's stressing me out.
So you're thinking...
Tinfoil.
Funny things to relieve stress is what I typed into Google. And this is the first thing that came up.
One more.
This is a good one. Find a weird object on a walk break and keep it on your desk.
Oh my god.
What if you found like a used condom on your walk break? You're like keeping it on your desk. That would be a talking point.
I would want to be fired for doing that. A used condom.
Well, that's a weird thing. You're out on your walk, especially we live in Tala.
So it's not a weird thing.
No. Oh or a god. Piece of shit or something.
My shit from when I was six.
Your shit knickers.
yeah.
So what did she say she'd done? I found a... Oh my god, this is weird to her. I found a really white snail shell. It's quite beautiful. Every time I see it, I feel calm. It reminds me that there are more important things in life than taking my stress too seriously.
So snails are more important?
Snails.
Okay, Mary Beth.
Mary Beth. Just walk away from everyone in your life.
Walk away, yeah. Delete this post.
Yeah.
Delete that blog post or whatever it is.
So, oh, fucking
hell. I do feel a little bit less stressed.
Oh, no. This is like, how this person has a job. I don't know how this person is holding down a job.
It's like probably one of those jobs where they're like, she's been here 20 odd
years.
Yeah,
we can't get rid of her. Email a coworker a link to an odd story you found on the internet. She's bordering on harassment.
Like that, Linda is in an awful state.
She's the one that needs the stress relief. Yeah. Linda's in with the fucking... She's constantly... She's out on stress leave.
She is. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. So it says, there are some weird people out there. No shit, Sherlock.
That's you, bitch.
That's you. If you don't think you're the weird one, then you're the weird one. There are some weird people out there. I found one story about a meth addict who had a drug lab in his house. He called the cops because a friend stole his wallet from his house. The cops entered the house and arrested the dummy.
You're calling him a dummy?
Yeah.
He had the initiative to start a meth lab.
Yes,
in his
he's
house.
An entrepreneur.
He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah. And what are you doing?
What
are you doing? Walking backwards in your office?
Putting tapeworms in your
putting
mouth?
Used condoms on your desk?
Calling Elvis back from the dead to tell him about your wallet?
Yes. Yeah. Burdening him with your fucking worries and stresses.
You think the king of pop gives a
the king of rock and roll
F?
No, you leave. You leave. Elvis
Jared Grace,
alone.
Leave this place.
You, Mary Beth, leave Elvis.
You're lucky even perform for you bastards.
So how are you feeling after all that?
Stress free.
Yeah. Well, she is
in
onto
fairness,
something.
She has to. Like, it's always weird the first time someone comes up with something amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I'm sure they called Einstein weird.
I'm sure they said cars. That's a stupid idea.
Who was the fella with the apple? Was that Einstein? Probably.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they were like, "What's he doing with that apple on his head?"
Yeah.
You
silly
know?
Galoo head.
Yeah. Silly galoo apple head.
Silly galoo head with that apple.
Yeah, but
take that off.
Yeah, yeah, but they're eating their own shite now, aren't they?
Yeah. They are, yeah. They're so embarrassed now. They're walking forwards in the
girl. They're just normal walking, putting a picture of their family on their desk.
So
that's it. So Laura, pack your bags.
Pack your bags. You're coming to ours.
You're coming to the Daltons.
For the foreseeable.
Yeah. yeah.
Don't swallow tapeworms, people.
Well, that's yet to be.
Got a good song determined. Out of it, though.
We did. We did. We got a number one hit out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's it. That's us.
So now we're all professional and we've done a professional intro. Would you like to do a professional, what's the opposite to an intro?
Extra.
An extra.
Extra. So guys, time for our extra. thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I'll ask my mom.
And that's me.
That's my mom over there. Yeah. You can't see her. Thank
but
God.
I'm here.
You lucky fuckers. I'll talk to you next week.
See you later. Get me
tapeworm. My relationship
broke down
with my mother when she swallowed a tapeworm.
I swallowed a tapeworm.